We pray. Heavenly Father, you who created light, also let your light of salvation appear in our hearts in the face of Christ. Oh, may your light of salvation grow ever brighter and stronger, that we might walk in the light of your truth, your word, in the darkness of this world, that we might bear that light out into a world that does not yet know their Savior. Guide us, bless us, strengthen us, dear Lord, that we might give glory to your holy name. Amen. All the students in Melissa Zastro's grade school were gathered in the gymnasium on the bleachers for final announcements regarding their daddy-daughter dance that night. Melissa wasn't going to go to the daddy-daughter dance because her father, a Marine, was halfway around the world fighting in a war. She was kind of sad. The principal quieted all the kids down, and to everyone's surprise, in walked Rusty Zastro, Melissa's father. Her eyes bugged out, her jaw dropped down. She bolted from the bleachers and ran screaming into her father's arms. Everyone cheered and applauded for Melissa and for her father, the hero. That night, Melissa and her father had a wonderful, dreamy daddy-daughter dance. They thoroughly enjoyed themselves. Rusty was soon discharged from the Marines, and their dream of having Rusty home forever soon turned into a nightmare. Rusty had changed. He tried to be the best father and husband and friend that he could, but the war that he had left wouldn't leave him. Terror and danger jumped out at Rusty in every dark corner, from every memory of what he had experienced and had done on those dirt roads a world away. He was broken, and he had no clue as to how to put his pieces back together again. Can we empathize for Rusty? Can we understand at least a little of the misery and pain he was in? Now, most of us are not carrying around the scars of battle, of combat, and yet many of us may be weary of this world, burned out, maybe even broken by what we have experienced or done in this battle called life. And yet we thank the Lord this morning that we're not waking up in Ukraine. Nonetheless, today is a perfect day for us to journey down this Lenten road with Jesus to see how our lives have been changed and look through the lens of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection and what it means for us right here and now. Tried, tempted, and victorious, our high priest blesses us. The writer to the Hebrews first lays down a foundation for our life with these simple few words: we have a great high priest. High priest? What is a high priest? That may have been really important back in Israel's culture, but today, why do we need a high priest? Imagine, if you will, that we are charged with treason. We're standing before the Supreme Court of the United States all alone. How could we begin to defend ourselves against the brightest minds of our nation, especially if we are guilty? Our high priest, Jesus, is our lawyer, our advocate, the one who pleads for us and defends us, who has spilt his blood to save us. He stands between us and the Heavenly Father, defending us and pleading for mercy. He is our only hope of escaping punishment. He protects us and fills us with joy. Jesus was tried, tempted, and victorious all for us. Jesus was tried. Tried means to be tested and found to be good, faithful, and trustworthy. And he was tried in a hot furnace of those 40 days of following his Father's orders and not eating at all. Jesus' patience was tried when his disciples were so slow to believe anything he said while being so quick to claim their chair in his new kingdom. It took pure devotion to duty for Jesus to allow his enemies to spit, beat, and murder him. Jesus was tempted over those 40 days by Satan egging him on to betray his Father. I know how hungry you are. Aren't you the Son of God? Don't go hungry. Don't listen to what your Father has to say. Make some food for yourself. Satan hissed, "How can your Father love you if he's allowing you to starve to death? Throw yourself off this temple and make him prove how much he loves you." Every evil attack was just more outrageous than the last one. "Bow down to me," Satan said, "and you will never have to suffer the pain of the cross. I will give you the world, everyone in it, to be your very own once you are mine." In all these trials and temptations, Jesus never sinned, not once. He crushed Satan and his evil attempts. He kept God's 10 commandments perfectly. From the very first breath he drew in Bethlehem's stable to the very last breath on Calvary's cross. Standing in for us, our high priest kept God's law perfectly. Through faith, Jesus' holy record, his holiness, is transferred to our accounts, just as our wickedness, rebellion, and sin were transferred to his account. Jesus was both the high priest offering the sacrifice to God and the lamb sacrificed to pay for the sins of the world. Tried, tested, and victorious, our high priest blesses us. Jesus blesses us with the only payment there is for our sins, having crushed Satan's head and atoned for our sins, his holiness, his holy blood spells salvation. Jesus blesses us not only in the life to come, but right here and now in this very life. Walking down this Lenten road transforms, sanctifies, consecrates the rough road we are walking through life. We, our neighbors, and our friends all strive to be the best version of ourselves that we can be, loving, supportive, and a blessing to our spouse, our children, and those around us. Most of us just want to raise our families, do well in our jobs, and have a peaceful, happy life. That, however, won't do, because that in and of itself does not crush Satan or pay for our sins. Satan's bold lies have led people of every city and household into unbridled sin. morality, truth, and love are only words hypocritically used like stones to hurl at our enemies. Throughout the world, a gray cloud of fear, distrust, and sadness hangs in the air, as though we were living in a dangerous war zone with enemies around every corner. A home that has rejected the Savior finds itself in the arms of Satan. What a terrible place to be. We also may be sapped of joy, heartbroken, because as time and time again, as much as we try to do good, from our deep heart within us rise the demons of our sinful nature. Are we who are so loving, also so cruel, so generous, also viciously selfish, defenders of the truth, also liars? We who rejoice at Christ's forgiveness, unforgiving? Often we are tried, tempted, and defeated. Often our lives smell like sour milk. We want to keep the lid on in order to keep the stink from coming out. Our guilt and our need for a Savior brings us to this Lenten road. Oh Lord, you who have crushed Satan, speak words of grace into our ears and hearts. God calls for us to hold firmly to the faith we profess. We have a high priest who has a heart for our weaknesses. He understands what we are going through because he was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Jesus knows our struggles and feels our pain. So he tells us to approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In Christ, we have access to the very throne room of God, to the Father, and to his complete forgiveness. Christ's victory over Satan, him crushing his head, he now bestows that victory upon us. Full and free forgiveness. We are to approach with confidence, not doubt. Confident that we will receive mercy upon mercy, day after day, a done deal. Jesus blows away the gray clouds of fear and distrust and sadness. Be gone. Because the bright sunshine of Jesus' unfailing love shines upon us and warms our heart. How can we be hopeless and sad when our God loves us so much? When our high priest rules heaven and earth for our benefit? Paul told the persecuted Christians of Rome, "He who did not spare his only son, but graciously gave him up for us all, how will he not along with him graciously give us all things?" We are walking this Lenten road to study ever deeper what we believe about our Savior, his suffering, death, and resurrection. We review, relearn, grow our hearts ever stronger in what God's Word says so that we might hold ever more firmly the faith we profess. Isaiah told King Ahaz, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." So it is with us. Just like Rusty, We have battles, battles that rage outside and within us. Satan tries to topple us from our sure foundation. We suffer wounds and shed tears over the wickedness that is everywhere. Today is a day of repentance, to come near our Lord, not to run away from Him. Together we approach God's throne of grace through His word and sacrament, receiving mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. This time of need, when we too are tried by the troubles of this world and our faith is tested by our Almighty God, will we hold up? And yes, tempted by Satan as he dogs our steps and tries to trip us up. And yet, we receive God's grace in our time of need. Grace to rejoice in the victory Christ has won for us, and to take His word and claim His name and reside in His house, so that we might defy the works of Satan and crush him as we obey our Heavenly Father, to be found in our Savior Jesus Christ, who washes us holy like the angels of heaven, who gives us divine power to slay dragons, the devil and all of his evil angels, who turns our wounds into badges of honor. Peter and the other apostles had their backs ripped open with whips because they were telling people about Savior Jesus. The book of Acts records the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Our goal in life is not to be the best version of ourselves. Our goal is to be totally captive to our Savior, filled overflowing with His love, totally blessed by our high priest in every way, totally living this new life that God has given us. When the unbelievers of this world are overwhelmed by the artillery shells of sin exploding all around them, may we, the children of God, rest securely and peacefully in the arms of our Savior. Those arms that gathered the little children to bless them, those arms that were stretched out on the cross to bleed and die in payment for our sins, those arms that were raised in resurrection victory to bless His believers as He ascended to His throne. May our high priest carry us and bless us in those very arms through this war-torn world to the glories of our home in heaven. Amen. We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace, our times are in Your hands, and You have noble and good work for us to do. You who have conquered our enemies, dear Lord, and placed them under our feet, so fill our hearts with light and life and the power of Your word, that we might conquer in all occasions. Bless us, that we might be a blessing to others and give glory to Your name. In Christ our Savior. Amen.